It's not just the parents of college students who've been hurt by the bear market. The colleges have been hurt. Many colleges and universities rely on endowments, which make them institutional investors. Larry Goldstein is a senior fellow with the National Association of College and University Business Officers and joins us from Charlottesville, Virginia. Larry Goldstein, are these hard times for universities?
Generally, yes.
What's happened to their endowments?
For the last couple of years now, the endowment's value has declined, in some cases, pretty significantly.
Well, how then does the bear market, as it affects endowments for colleges and universities, how does that translate into the lives of students or faculty or the parents of students?
In several ways. The impact tends to be a little bit softer than the impact in the markets themselves because of the way endowments are managed. The colleges tend not to spend immediately what they earn through their endowments. It's spent using a formula that allows them to space it out over time. Usually what an institution will do is take the market value of the endowment over the prior 12 quarters, for instance, strike an average, and then apply their spending percentage to that average number as opposed to the most recent number. So the idea is that by having a 12-quarter average, you smooth the effects of changes in any given one quarter. It makes it a little more predictable for the institution and those relying on the endowments to fund programs and the like. So, for instance, an individual award for financial aid might be smaller than a similar award the prior year, but rarely would it eliminate the award completely.
But it sounds as though in a bear market, it would be more likely for students to learn that either a particular course isn't offered this year because that professor is on leave, say, and nobody is there in his or her place, or the course is there are more students in it than there were a couple of years ago.
I think you might see some of those types of impacts. It's not typical to see it after 1 year of a market decline, and in some cases, even 2 years won't have that dramatic an impact.
But for the first time since the 70s, we've had 2 years in a row when the markets went down. That would mean that at some point, if there's a third year in a row, lots of endowments are going to see a smaller payout.
That's correct. And there's a two-edge impact. As you mentioned yourself, the fact that families are feeling the impact of their own investments declining translates into fewer resources being provided through donations to colleges and universities. So what you have is a declining value of the endowment as a result of investment yield coupled with a shrinkage in the amount of giving so that the endowment will be shrinking a little bit more as a result of that.
What about faculty salaries or indeed filling vacancies on faculties?
Vacancies is a response that you would expect pretty quickly. If a position becomes vacant, it's much more likely that it would be delayed before it would be filled. With respect to faculty salaries, as a general rule, there's a recognition that people's costs are increasing. As a result, there are still going to be at least modest increases in salaries.
Mr. Goldstein, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Larry Goldstein, senior fellow with the National Association of College and University Business Officers. He spoke to us from Charlottesville, Virginia.